Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Earlier this year, the state agency managing our ports changed its leadership, and we thought you might like to meet her. Barbara Melvin is the new president and CEO of the South Carolina Ports Authority. She's the first woman to hold this position and the first woman to lead one of the top 10 operating container ports in the country. She joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you having me here.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the South Carolina Ports Authority, tell us about your agency.
So we are an enterprise agency of the state of South Carolina, and we are responsible for waterborne commerce and economic development, supporting 1 in 10 jobs, either directly or indirectly related to the port. We have a significant amount of containers that move through our port, and we have had record-breaking years for the last 2 years. We also host what we call sophisticated break bulk cargo, which is roll-on, roll-off cargo, finished vehicles. You know, automotive is a very strong segment of manufacturing that our state excels at handling. And then we have a cruise passenger business. It is a very small portion of our business, but it allows for diversification within the type of maritime cargo that we handle.
And since you mentioned cruises, let's jump to that topic real quick.
We are hosting the cruise business through the end of 2024. We are not exiting the cruise business. We are simply exiting the home porting business. So Charleston will still handle ports of call, which just means, you know, if you are on a cruise, this can be a stopover. So we just won't be starting and ending cruises in the Charleston area any longer.
And of course, our state's ports are an important part of the supply chain. And we've had, you know, ever since the pandemic, a lot of issues with the supply chain and ships backing up at ports. Tell us what that situation is right now.
Well, you know, Mike, everybody knows what supply chain is now. When you have an opportunity to perhaps run out of toilet paper, people start paying attention to what gets shipped around the world.
I think that was it, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So supply chain has certainly had its challenges throughout the pandemic, and the amount of imports that have come into the United States during those challenging pandemic years really grew about 20%. So when you add that much additional volume on top of what is called a supply chain for a reason, it's not a supply rubber band, it's quite rigid, you get backup and congestion. And I would say that I'm so proud of our South Carolina maritime team that was able to respond. We didn't miss a day here. Our importers and exporters had access to global markets at a time when moving goods was critical. You know, we experienced backup here like you're still seeing in other ports, but we have been clear of any congestion since the first week of May and really only experienced it for 5 months.
And now South Carolina also has inland ports. Tell us about those.
We do. We have an inland port in Greer, South Carolina, on the Norfolk Southern line that is just a little less than 10 years old and is already going through an expansion. So it had more than 150,000 rail lifts, just beyond our wildest dreams successful. We also have a sister to our Greer Inland Port in Dillon, South Carolina, on the CSX rail line, and it is supported by a retail importer, Harbor Freight Tools, and then has a very rich export market around it, which will help it grow in the same vein that we experienced in Greer.
And one of the big topics of discussion before the pandemic was the widening of Charleston Harbor to allow for the big Panamax ships. Where are we with that right now?
Mike, that is such a great question. And I really like the fact that you picked up on a dimension that most people don't talk about, which is widening and deepening and enlarging turning basins. The Charleston Harbor 52-foot project will be completed this calendar year. It's truly a huge success story for our state, and we will have the deepest water on the East Coast. And just as importantly, we will have two-way traffic to all of our terminals.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for the update and spending time with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike, and thank you for allowing us to share our story and share South Carolina's success in the logistics industry.
Barbara Melvin is the new president and CEO of the South Carolina Ports Authority, and she spoke to us by phone from Charleston. We will have a link to the agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.